From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. It's raining, and you might be wondering what to expect weather-wise and road-wise for the next few days. Jay Albrecht joins us, and he's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Jay Albrecht, thanks so much for being here.
Hi.
So my shoes and pants got completely soaked coming into the station today, and I'm wondering just what have you been seeing so far?
Well, we've been seeing a lot of that around the area. It's been pretty heavy rain pretty much everywhere from about Everett or Mount Vernon southward and also along the coast, and we have several rivers that are also flooding.
How long is the rain expected to last?
Well, here in the Seattle area, we're expecting the rain to taper off probably around 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon and as this band moves off to the southeast. And but until that time, the rainfall is heavy enough that we are actually getting some ponding on roadways. We're getting small stream flooding around the area and some water even pouring out of some of the hillsides.
You mentioned flooding. Where are you issuing flood warnings for today?
Well, the main area for flooding right now is down in southwestern Washington. Off the Olympics, we have the Satsop River and the Skokomish River in Mason and Graves Harbor County. And down in Lewis County, we have the Chehalis River down near Doty and the Newaukum River near Centralia.
How much rainfall are you expecting through Thanksgiving?
Well, the rain will taper off, but we're still going to keep rain around the area and showers. We have a couple other frontal systems to come through the area. They won't be as heavy as what we're getting right now. But we're just going to get off and on rain through Tuesday night. It looks like we will be drying out a little bit on Wednesday and early Thursday, and then another system comes through on Thursday night or so.
All right, Jay Albrecht, thanks so much for telling us about it.
You have a good day.
He's a meteorologist with the Seattle Office of the National Weather Service. We've also got Sarah Miller on the line. She directs drainage and wastewater at Seattle Public Utilities. Sarah Miller, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So what kind of flooding are you seeing so far in the city of Seattle?
Well, we're seeing an awful lot of calls that's really picked up during the early morning commute. We've gotten about 190 calls in the last 6 hours, and most of those are reporting ponding and issues around flooded intersections.
And why is that flooding occurring?
Well, what happens this time of year is as all of the deciduous trees lose their leaves, they go straight to the closest drainage inlet, and they block that inlet so the water can't get into the drainage system. So what's happening is the crews are going out, they rake the leaves away from the inlet, and then the pond goes down into the piping system underneath. So it's primarily leaves is what's our problem right now.
I actually saw a guy on my way into work, who was kicking the leaves out of the way of a drain to help it, sort of a good Samaritan to help the drainage occur. Is this something that could be avoided? Could you have proactively gone out there and gotten the leaves beforehand?
Well, we do every year, this time of year, actually about a month ago, we started our Adopt-A-Drain program, the Take Winter by Storm efforts that we tell people about. And with 80,000 drains in the city of Seattle, we can't be everywhere. We do clean the drains regularly. However, when the trees drop their leaves, that happens in a relatively compressed period of time. And this isn't a problem that happens everywhere in the city. There are some streets that have huge big leaf maples. You know, they're beautiful, but they do block the drainage inlets. So much as we get out there and clean the drains throughout the year, this problem is exacerbated because the leaves drop at the beginning of November and then plug those drainage inlets.
All right, Sarah Miller, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
She directs drainage and wastewater at Seattle Public Utilities. We've also got Bart Treese on the line. He's the spokesperson for the Washington State Department of Transportation. Bart Treese, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me up.
So any flooding or road closures so far that we should know about?
Actually, we just closed North Cascades Highway. That's SR-20. And that's because we're getting a lot of snow up there. So we're getting some snow slides out there, and if it's too dangerous for our crews to go up there and remove the snow, it's definitely too dangerous for you or your family to start driving across there. So we're closing it. We're going to keep an eye on it after this storm system goes through and reassess it on Wednesday.
Are you looking at any other roads in anticipation of flooding that you might be considering closing?
Well, as far as flooding, we don't have anything that we look to close our roads right now. I mean, we are seeing some water on our roadways. I mean, the rain's coming down. It's like crazy outside. So we are seeing that, and we have the same kind of issue with drains. We go out and clean the drains, and it's fall, so we still get a lot of fall-type stuff, leaves and debris in those drains, and it can create some ponding on the roadways, and so we have to go out there and try to clean it off at the same time. So that's an issue for us, and we're asking drivers to keep the weather in mind as they're heading down the road and make sure that they're driving appropriately for the conditions, giving themselves enough time, and even leaving early because it's slow going out there in the rain.
And what are you expecting for Thanksgiving travel?
Expect for Thanksgiving travel, we do have a best time to leave information section on our website. So if people are heading out to grandmother's house, even heading up to Canada for their Canadian relatives or even across the passes, we've got a neat little graph of as far as best times to leave on US 2, on I-90 between Tacoma and Olympia. And it's just like flying an airline. Your tickets are most expensive when everybody else wants to fly. Well, traffic is going to be heaviest when everybody else wants to go. So if people take a look at that, they kind of adjust their trips, maybe go a little bit earlier, go a little bit later. They'll find there'll be less cars on the roads at those times.
All right. Bart Treese is a spokesperson for the Washington State Department of Transportation.